Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, can you take a punch? Can you take a punch? Now, I want to make sure that everybody understands I'm not advocating nor promoting violence because it's not the physical punch I'm speaking of. You see, my friends, in business, every single day, there's another kind of punch, an emotional punch that determines whether or not we succeed. It determines whether we rise or whether we fall. Our ability to take that punch, just like the boxer in the ring, is going to be defined by whether he can take a good punch from his opponent. We're going to be defined on whether we can absorb the emotional punches that go along with excellence in business. Today, can I give you just five key components in the punch acronym, which are the five punches that you've got to be able to take effectively in order to excel and advance and teach your team to do the same things. That first punch, my friends, is the punch of peer pressure. Now, most of the time when you think of peer pressure, we oftentimes revert our minds back to high school when the kids were trying to get us to do things that we shouldn't have done or that our parents didn't even train us to do, whether that be drugs or alcohol or staying out past your curfew or whatever that might have been. But there's a different kind of peer pressure in business. This is when your friends' actions or words don't support your vision. It's those individuals that encourage you to quit and join them again. It's that peer pressure that says to you, hey man, listen, you've never done this before. I don't know why you think you're going to succeed. Why don't you come back where we are? It's a lot more consistent over here. That's a form of peer pressure, my friends. Peer pressure to pull you in a direction that is contrary from your vision. And peer pressure can only be applied by the people closest to you. Your friends, your family, your loved ones. Those are the ones who try their best to pull you away from your vision. Now, how do you respond to that peer pressure, my friends? What do you do when you come in contact with it? How do you absorb that punch? Consider these things. First, consideration. Listen to what the people that are saying that are encouraging you to go in a different direction. Then appreciation. Understand that they are not saying these things or doing these things just because they don't like you or they want the worst for you. They really do want the best for you. They just don't know what the best for you actually is. So don't have animosity toward those individuals. Show appreciation for them. Now the final step to absorb this punch is separation. It's gradually distancing yourself from every person in your circle that does not buy into your vision. My friends and neighbors, I tell you that when a boxer gets hit really hard, then he's got to do a few things in order to make it through that fight. And one of those things, he's got to stay away. They call it sticking and moving. By the same token, my friends, you've got to slowly distance yourself from everyone that does not fully embrace your vision at that time. That U in our punch acronym reminds us that we must absorb the unpunches. You say, what are the unpunches? That's the uncomfortable, the unfriendly, the unfocused, the unfaithful, the unforgiving. You're going to come in contact with those things all the time, my friends and neighbors. You're going to come across unfriendly individuals who slam the door, tell you never to call them again, who ridicule what you have to say or offer. You're going to come across the unfocused. These are the people who join your team, who you get involved, and at some point they go astray. They work with you for a little while, and then you look up 2 weeks later and you can no longer find them. And then the unfaithful, those who say that they're with you, but they really are not. You say, well, how do I deal with them? First of all, you deal with the uns first. Don't put this on the back burner. Uns deserve your time and attention. You deal with the uns fast. Yes, my friends, you want to make sure that you can immediately mobilize every unfocused individual on your team to make sure that you can get them back on track. Then you deal with the uns frequently. Yes, my friends, it's hard not to come in contact with uns. You're going to do it no matter what you are. Or no matter who you are, what business you run. So frequently understand that this is going to be a habit, and we've got to put formulas in place to make sure that those things are done correctly every time. That N in our punch acronym says that we're going to have to take the punch of negativity. This is when people outside of your circle, not friends, not family, not loved ones, outside of your circle speak ill of you, of your company, of your practices, or your industry. Sometimes it could be a journalist writing something negative about the things that you have done. Sometimes it can be just an outside person who you may present the business to, and then all of a sudden they present you with all this negative information. Well, how do you absorb that punch of negativity? I say consider the three R's. First, you respect it. Everyone is entitled to have their own opinion. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know, we've got our own opinion. That's the reason why some are Republicans and some are Democrats. That's the reason why some are Protestants and some are Catholics. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So we have to respect the fact that everybody is not going to agree with us. But then we've got to respond. It's okay to give your side of the story. It's okay to give how you feel about a situation. If somebody else expresses their opinion vehemently, you can express yours vehemently as well. Don't sit back and allow the negativity to pile without actually communicating your point of view. Oftentimes, when you're looking at a product online, you'll see various reviews. And sometimes you'll see a restaurant and someone talks about a bad experience. Well, underneath their comment will be a comment from the owner that says, listen, I understand you may have had a bad experience, but let me explain to you why this happened the way that it did. That's that individual's opportunity to respond. How are you responding to the negativity? Now, let me tell you, you don't just respond by words. The best way to respond to negativity is through actions, by overcoming, by excelling, by advancing, by succeeding, by accomplishing. Let people see how great you are by the work you do, not just by the words you speak. They'll see it. They'll read the press releases. They'll look at the articles online. They'll see the things that you're doing. They'll come in contact with the satisfied clients. Yes, my friends, we've got the ability to take that punch of negativity by respect and by responding. That other one, my friends, is that punch of conflict. That's the C in our punch acronym. You see, this is when two sides that were formerly in agreement are now diametrically opposed. That means that they are on opposite sides of the fence. They used to be tight, but now they're not. If you've ever watched any of those Avengers movies, one time they had the Avengers that were against each other. They used to all work together, but then there was a split, and half the team went with Captain America. The other half of the team went with Iron Man. And at some point, they had to resolve that conflict and work together. Well, how do you do that, my friends? Let me tell you, you listen, you learn, you compromise, and you continue. You listen to the concerns that people have. You learn from their positions and their experiences. Learn from what they believe and what they're saying. Then compromise. You may not get it 100% your way. They won't get it 100% their way, but then you continue. Get back on the same page and move forward. Last and certainly not least, my friends, if you're going to excel in business, we've got to endure yet another punch. It's the final punch called hardness. Yes, my friends, hardness is like that left hook that you didn't see. This is the cost of excellence in business, is hardness. Things are not going to be easy. We should never even expect them to be. On the contrary, they're going to be difficult from time to time. I deal with hardness by embracing it, enjoying it, and employing it. Yes, my friends, I got to embrace hardness. If you're a workout person, you know that it's going to be a hard day at the gym. Just embrace it. And rather than complaining all the way, learn to enjoy it. Learn to enjoy how your muscles are getting stronger and your heart is getting stronger and your liver and lungs and all your organs are getting better every time. My friends, I'm telling you, we've got the capacity to take every punch. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.